It's even baked into the name of the tour. And yet, you know, every now and then, you know, I'll check my Twitter feed after a show and see what people thought of the show. And there's almost always like one person who's disappointed because, you know, we didn't play Eat It or we didn't play one of their favorite parodies. I want to make it clear in case anybody is ignorant of this fact. Tonight, we're going to play a bunch of extremely unpopular songs. Like this one. Since 91, they still the new guy. Still bring him in. cover of Keyboard magazine, Sexiest Keyboard Player of 1982. Narrowly beat Thomas Dolby.
Close, y'all.
You can do the cover post.
No, no, and by the way, I beat Nick Duran.
Nick Duran?
Nick Duran. Nick Rose from Duran Duran.
It's all hazy mess. Just do the cover post.
The cover post.
Right in the face.
Oh, and wouldn't you know it, my knife got
showing good sense, you've gotten a lot of value for your entertainment dollars tonight, because not only do you get a wonderful set from Emo Phillips, and you get this show, but we also provide a special public service. Because right now, I'm going to tell each and every one of you your future. Now, I can't do it individually because that would take way too much time, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to divide you into 12 groups, and I will tell about 8.3% of you at a time. This is your horoscope for today.
True.
Twisted and horrifically violent. Like this one. Should we try that again? Drum solo!
Thank you.
You guys like country music? This is a country song. The country is Jamaica, it's a reggae tune. September. When are you going to play some Christmas music? I can tell you're feeling festive, so we'll play one of my many two Christmas songs. I wonder which one.
In, and he scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands, and she whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big bad drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all.
I guess. And it was for a Dick Clark special. It was called Dick Clark's Summer Action Beach Party Rock and Roll Shindig. I don't know. John, what was the name of it?
Dick Clark's Celebrity Weenie Smackdown.
No. Anyway, it was a Dick Clark show. It was a big network primetime show. And it was a big deal. I mean, you know, you have to understand, you know, nowadays there's like, you know, 1,000 internet and cable and satellite channels. And back then, you know, mid-80s, it was basically three networks and prime time. I mean, that was a big deal. That was a lot of eyeballs. So we were all nervous and kind of excited about it. And we shot it literally in the ocean. The whole show was shot on a beach, and they had us up our waist in the ocean. So there was lip sync. There weren't any, like, electrical cables going out to us. It was a fun little thing. It was silly, but, you know, we were all excited to be on a big Dick Clark special. And then about a week before it's set to air, I get a phone call from standards and practices. It's basically the network censor. And they said, listen, we're having a problem with the lyrics in your song. And I said, what are you talking about? And they said, well, there's one line in particular. We just don't think it's gonna fly in the primetime network. It's, I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my tongue. And I said, well, you knew that before we taped it. Like, what do you want me to do about it? And they said, no, nothing, you're fine. We just wanted to let you know, to be a heads up, we're gonna have to censor that for the broadcast. I said, okay, well, you're the network, I guess you're gonna do what you're gonna do. So the whole week, I'm thinking, how in the world are they gonna censor this? And then it gets to the day of the broadcast, and I'm there watching the show, and our performance comes up, and there we are in the ocean, splashing around, having fun, and then it gets to that line, and you hear me saying, I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my beep. Which is much worse. But that's network logic for you, and if you guys don't mind, right now, we'd like to play you the filthy, uncensored version.
Leave me far behind. one more minute with you.
Cassette that Bermuda gave me, a live performance of The Whiskey from 1967. I think I know why their record label chose not to release it in the 60s, I think people maybe just weren't ready for it, because Jim Morrison, as always, was just years ahead of his time. And I think now, though, finally, after like half a century, I think finally we can appreciate this brilliant song that Jim wrote about Craigslist.
Tater tots. They're a little salty.
There's freedom in the air. Oh, yeah! 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 I can smell it! I can taste it! Oh! It tastes like... Well, it tastes a little salty. I think it might be the tater tots. Stop the car. Stop the car, I'm getting out! Boom, 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 chock-a-ding-dong! Fishy! Fishy crew! Mother! Mother! Are you listening?
Actually feel that way. But I have to say, critics at the time didn't get it, and even fans, even the hardcore fans by and large, didn't really respond to it. And I was kind of devastated because, you know, I thought, you know, this is the song I'm going to be remembered for. But it didn't work out that way. No, it's maybe not my funniest song, but I thought I had some subtle nuance to it, some subtext, and made some pithy observations about relationships. I'm rambling now, but basically, I think that, you know, now that a few decades have gone by, we could look at it with some perspective, and maybe the lyrics will resonate with you more now. I don't know, but I hope you appreciate it.
Let me be your heart now.
A lot of people don't know what Zydeco is, or they confuse it with polka, because they're both accordion-based musical genres. But they're actually quite different. Polka music had its origins in Eastern Europe, and Zydeco is more of a New Orleans-based Cajun rhythm. You know, let me just give you the shortcut. The easy way to tell if this song is a Zydeco song, like 95% of all Zydeco songs are about Pearl Jam lead singer Eddie Vedder. I don't know why. But this next song is certainly no exception. This is called My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder.
We're gonna whip a little generic blues on you then.
usually save it for the very end of the show. We like to ramp up to it, but I can tell you're getting antsy. So let's just do it. Drum solo reprise!
My drum solo.
Yeah.
idea for this next song while I was at Disneyland with my family. Elsewhere in the country, I ask who's been on the Jungle Cruise ride, but here I think I should say who hasn't been on the Jungle Cruise ride. Everybody's been on Jungle Cruise ride. Okay. Well, I believe that. I will not describe what the Jungle Cruise ride is. You guys know very well. I will just say that on this particular cruise, nothing exceptional happened other than the fact that at one point, the skipper just made an offhanded comment about his failed acting career. And I thought, oh, that's the song. So when I got home that night, I put together this guy's whole backstory in my head and wrote the song, which you're about to hear. And honestly, I don't really remember what this particular Disneyland employee's name actually was, but in my heart and mind, you will forever be Skipper Dan.
I'm
guys a little story. This is a story about America. In a broad sense. But in a more narrow sense, I suppose, it's a story about a twine ball. Now you may be thinking, oh, Al's gonna tell us a story about the biggest ball of twine in the world. No! That ball of twine is in Kansas. It was made by a community of people working together to beat a world record. Those people make me want to vomit. No, my friends, the twine ball of which I speak was made by one man, a true American, a great American, Mr. Francis A. Johnson. He started winding twine in the year 1950 and didn't stop till 1979. And then he rolled that twine ball all the way to Darwin, Minnesota, where it sits to this very day in a little gazebo for all to enjoy. And no, my friends, that twine ball may not be the biggest ball of twine in the world, but I'll tell you one thing for sure. It's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Well, I had 2 weeks of vacation time coming after working all year down at Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. So one night when my family and I were gathered round the dinner table, I said, kids, if you could go anywhere in this great big world now, where'd you like to go to? They said, Dad, we want to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. They picked the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. So the very next day we loaded up the car with potato skins and pickled wieners, crossword puzzles, Spider-Man comics, and Mama's homemade rhubarb pie. Pulled out of the driveway and the neighbors, they all waved goodbye. So began our 3-day journey. Picked up a guy holding a sign that said twine ball or bust. He smelled real bad and he said his name was Bernie. I put in a Slim Whitman tape, my wife put on a brand new hairnet. Kids were in the backseat, jumping up and down, yelling, are we there yet? And all of us were joined together in one common thought as we rolled down the long and winding interstate on a 53 to soda. For 3 whole days and nights. Of course we stopped for more pickled wieners now and then. The scenery was just so pretty. Boy, I wish the kids could have seen it, but you can't see out of the side of the car, cause the windows are completely covered with a decal from all the places where we've already been. Like Elvis or Ramba, the Temporary Museum, the Bowl Weevil Monument, Cranberry World, the Shovelboard Hall of Fame, Pool Dog Park, and the Mecca of Albino's World. Wax museum, then a whip you can drive through the middle of a dream. I need a farm, the torrential or rich, but there's still one thing we gotta see. Well, we crossed the state line about 6:39 and we saw the sign that said Twine Ball Lakes at 50 miles. Oh, the kids were so happy they started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall for the 27th time that day. So we pulled up the road at the last chance gas station, got a few more pickled wieners and a nice ton of soda. On our way to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're gonna see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Finally, at 7:37 early Wednesday evening, as the sun was setting in the Minnesota sky, on the horizon it appeared to me like a vision before my unbelieving eyes. Parked the car and walked with unwilled reverence toward that glorious, huge, majestic sphere. I was just so overwhelmed by its sheer immensity, I had to pop myself a beer. But yes, all these hallowed grounds opened
kids. Now you better not touch it. Those ropes are there for a reason. I said, maybe if you're good, I'll tie it to the back of our car and we can take it home. But I was only teasing. Then we went to the gift shop and stood in line. Bought a souvenir miniature bullet wine, some window decals, and anything else they sell us. And I bought a couple postcards, greetings from the Twine Ball, wish you were here. All the folks back home be jealous. I gave a hammer to Bernie, who was stood by the ball, and we all gathered around and said, cheese. Then Bernie ran away with my brand new Winstomatic, by the way, we got our memories. So we all just stared at the ball for a while, and my eyes got moist, but I said with a smile, kids, this here's what America's all about. Then I started feeling kind of gooey inside, and I fell on my knees and I cried and cried. That's when those security guards threw us out. You know, I bet if we unravel that sucker and it rolled all the way to Fargo, North Dakota, cause it's a man's father's wine in Minnesota. I'm talking about a man's father's wine in Minnesota. Well, we stayed that night at the Twine Ball, and in the morning we were on our way home again, but we didn't really want to leave, that was perfectly clear. I said, folks, I can tell you're all sad to go. Then I winked my eye and I said, you know, I got a funny kind of feeling we'll be coming back again next year. Cause I've been around this great big world and I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather go to. Send the biggest father's wine in Minnesota.
Thank you.
so much for coming to the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you for putting this tour. It means a lot to us. If you're amenable to it, we'd like to do one more thing.
Your head. Well, I heard my friends really got in a mess, so I'm gonna Take it.